Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. Spring along the Gunflint Trail continues awakening from its semi-winter slumber. Weather conditions during the past 7 have been pretty much a yawn. Nevertheless, nighttime freezing and daytime melting have been splendid in allowing a calm meltdown. Thus, this process has avoided a hot one-day gush that gashes backcountry roads with gullies. Further, for those tapping sugar maples for their sweet sap, this tranquil transition has been pleasing to date. Concern has to be voiced in regard to there being no precipitation out this way for going on 10 days or so. Where Old Sol has vaporized all unshaded snow, the northern landscape is already becoming crunchy dry. May flowers need April showers. According to the DNR, 98% of wildfires in Minnesota are touched off by human invaders. We hope the agencies charged with commanding burning bans are doing more diligence than was done in 2007, so there is no rerun of the ham inferno. It would seem prudent to ban all burning, including campfires, sooner rather than later, to avoid waiting until some accidental blaze takes off. The interior hinterland is at the stage where the white blanket has been thrown back to reveal Mother Nature's creation in its ugliest state. However, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and some see our barren surroundings with prospect of blooms and green to come. Even as we look at the gloomy gray-brown scene, it doesn't hurt to dream a little blue skies and more colorful days ahead. Rituals of warmer times are gradually making their way up the trail. Robins have returned and are tweeting about, while crows are adding a basal contribution to the growing spring concert, and pileated woodpeckers are hammering a percussive background. I've also made note of an orange and black moth fluttering about our deck, and found a few arachnids creeping here and there. Another rite of the season was observed the other day on a trip to the village. A snowshoe hare, in the early act of putting on its summer apparel, was barely visible as it blended in well with the gritty wind-road snowbank along the trail. The Northwoods bunny would not have been seen at all had it not been hopping along the snowy mound. Being whiter than summer brown, its camel coat would have rendered it no more than a chunk of frozen winter. Speaking of other fuzzy things, most deciduous buds are still cuddled snug in their winter wraps. However, I've noticed pussy willow shoots getting their first peaks of warm rays along the byway. While moose can be observed most any time if one is in the right place, a couple reports have come my way from Hungry Jack and Loon Lake neighborhoods, indicating moose presence, but no photo ops. Tracks were found in dwindling snow along with calling cards of scat. Genders are not known, but if they are mamas, next generation deliveries are due soon. Mother Nature's routine of removing the snow and ice by way of runoff must have the County Highway Department about to tear its hair out, as potholes are abundantly catching drivers' attention. Whereas plowing of white has been the order for months, the task of grading miles of county roads shifts into a different gear. What a nightmare for those guys. We users should be about keeping a heads up on the road ahead, slowing down, and being patient until they can get a blade on our road. The Gunflint Trail community welcomes new business owners. Wendigo Lodge has been sold, and the process of moving old stuff out and refurbishing is underway. New proprietors, spouses Brian Gerard, Stacy Palmer, with Kibby Cowboy and Lindsay McDonough, are shooting for an early summer reopening. The foursome is energized with their new endeavor and will be changing the facility's handle. From now on, it will be known as the Poplar House. Residents will want to stop by to meet and greet our new neighbors. For WTIP, This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great as we anticipate rebirth of the wildland.